Esto es Enrique Santos en Overtime.
Feliz Navidad.
You guys can join in.
Feliz Navidad.
¿Cómo?
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
Hey.
Feliz Navidad.
Everybody.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Hey,
Feliz Navidad.
Hey,
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Just a little bit of mero. Are you ready?
Go.
Hey, Miami Santa Claus, I'm ready, gonna do it now. And out on South Beach, hey, you know the snow is falling down. So fill your cup and burn it up, we gonna turn it down. I got enough to make you smile, don't wanna see you frown. I got my reindeer by the door, and I don't have to wait anymore, and that's for sure. But don't forget about Jesus. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Hey.
Feliz Navidad.
The funny thing about this song is it could go on forever.
It could go on forever. But you can also change the words to it because a lot of people, they charge their credit cards and they can't afford it. So, en vez de Feliz Navidad, we can sing, Me voy a endeudar.
Hey.
Me voy a endeudar.
Hey.
No pago la cuenta y tampoco el carro. Me voy a endeudar.
But I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Aunque la cuenta no la puedo pagar.
No puedo pagar.
Me voy a endeudar. Me voy a endeudar. Me voy a endeudar esta Navidad y no puedo pagar. Chris Kapp, ladies and gentlemen.
Enrique Santos.
Por alguna razón, Pharrell Williams se fijó en Chris Kapp cuando tenía solamente 15 años. Y Chris Kapp ha colaborado con Mark Anthony, con J Balvin, Big Sean, con Farruko, con Wyclef. Ha compartido escenario también con Sam Smith, Iggy Azalea.
The Mark Anthony part might not have been true. I mean, we did have a drink together once, but we don't have a song together.
But it sounds good. If you have a drink with Mark Anthony, and if you had a drink with Mark Anthony, he had Bud Light, and you probably drank...
I had tequila.
You had tequila.
Collaboration. Es una colaboración.
Eso, yeah. Right. So take credit for that.
No, I will. You know what? That's the collaboration.
You know, you collaborate. I never said musically.
That's right.
Listen to what I said. I said he collaborated with Mark Anthony.
At the most basic form.
Exactly.
collaboration could be anything.
Exactly. You collaborated in opening the cooler and handing him a Bud Light.
Absolutely.
That is part of the collaborative effort.
Yeah.
So you collaborated with Mark Anthony.
I definitely did.
Chris Kapp, estuvimos el sábado, estábamos compartiendo y colaboraste también con, y estás colaborando con Santa Claus.
Con Santa Claus.
Exactamente.
También.
And we were at the Bayfront Park Holiday Village Tree Lighting Ceremony, donde cantaste tu versión de Feliz Navidad.
Con
dándole
con
tu
Santa
toque
Santa
también miamense, very Miami, de donde eres. The rap is very cool.
Yeah, the rap is the rap's a part that I threw in there myself, and I played it for Jose Feliciano.
What did he say?
He was like, "Coño Chris, me gusta mucho, pero no me gusta el rap."
Really? So what do you do when he says he likes you? You did a cover to my song, but I don't like the rap part. How do you handle that?
I don't know. It's like when someone tells you your baby's ugly. For a musician, that's what it's like.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he was like, "You're ruining a classic." And I was like, "Coño, okay, Jose, I'll keep all the words the same, you know." So that's what we ended up agreeing upon. And he said, "I love your song."
All right, so he was okay with the one rap part that you left in there.
Well, no. He said,
"Not the rap part.
No new lyrics." He said, "It's already a classic." He said, "I love your version." take out the rap, man.
So you got it. Cool. So when you're performing, you put the rap in there.
When
and for the actual song itself,
I
and,
do
the,
it in there.
And the video that's gonna is about to be released.
Yep, the video. We're filming the video tomorrow, actually.
Okay, all right. So in the video, the rap's not in there.
The rap's not in there.
Got it. Got it.
You had to respect Jose.
You got it. When Jose Feliciano says, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, but you got to pay attention to the butt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's really really cool.
It's all about respect.
So has Chris Cabb behaved well this year?
¿Te ha portado bien o mal? Soy niño bueno.
¿Sí? ¿Estás seguro? ¿Te ha portado bien o bien mal?
Bien mal. Muy bien mal.
Muy bien mal.
Muy ridiculously muy bien mal.
You're doing a showcase in Faena on the beach as well?
Yeah, we're going to do a showcase soon. We don't have a firm date on that yet, so I'm not going to give that away just yet, but we are planning that.
And this is all part of an experience?
Yes.
What is it called again? It's called the Chris Cabb Christmas Experience?
Well, that's the first time I heard that.
Okay, I might just be making shit up.
No, I mean, you know who wrote that? Mark Anthony.
It's Mark that wants to collaborate with you again.
We are doing stuff on the Faena. We're gonna do a showcase at the theater. I'm gonna bring out some special guests.
Cool.
Some Latin guests, some rap guests, all sorts of friends that I've collaborated with over the years. But I'm not gonna give a date on it yet. But just keep an eye on my socials, and that will be happening. And we're gonna film it, and it definitely will be an experience.
You can follow Chris Cabb on social media, Chris Cabb, and Instagram también. Absolutely. Y en Instagram veo que tú viajas mucho. You're always traveling.
Yeah, I mean,
you like traveling.
I do enjoy
just
it.
As much as music.
Yeah, I do enjoy it, man. You know, after doing it for 10 years, it just becomes now when you don't travel, you feel weird, you know. So now it's like it's weird when I sit at home. I'm like, why am I not going anywhere?
I should be on a plane somewhere.
Absolutely.
Or on an island somewhere.
Absolutely.
So what's new for 2020 for Chris Cabb? ¿Qué tienes preparado? ¿Qué planes tienes para el año nuevo?
Yo tengo una nueva canción con Pharrell, Andy Garcia y Arturo Sandoval.
Okay.
It's called New Beginnings.
And, ¿De qué se trata?
It's about Cubans who came to Miami just like myself. And, well, I was born here, but it's about our parents, you know, their parents who came here to start a new life and have worked hard and have created a new beginning. So that's the, you know, what I got coming out next.
So, of course, Arturo blows a trumpet.
Absolutely.
Very well.
Absolutely.
Andy has to be playing some type of percussion.
Yep. Right? Absolutely.
Do you like Andy more as a musician or as an actor?
He's definitely an amazing actor. He's you know what? I like him as a musician as well because he plays with soul.
And it's everything not about, he does it's not with about, soul. Andy's,
you know,
so cool.
It's not about technicality with him. It's just about jamming, you know? Arturo's like, don't let Andy play the percussion. Trust me. I said, wait a minute. Andy's on a song, man. You know, let him play percussion, dude.
He's having fun. He's enjoying it.
Yeah, and it sounds good, and the vibe's good.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool. So would Chris Cabb ever act? Because when you are a musician and you are asked to do a music video, and all musicians, of course, have music videos to their music, right? You are in some shape or form, you're acting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just writing music and creating music, you're in a way bringing out emotions that are not necessarily there at that moment. So,
right.
Yeah, I believe if you're an artist, whether it's cooking, painting, drawing, you know, if you're an artist, you're going to express yourself. So.
So maybe
definitely not off the table. Maybe I'll be with Andy Garcia.
That'd be cool.
Maybe we'll
any movie, you know, to be in a movie would be cool, right? Anyway, but to be able to be in a movie with Andy Garcia, that's super cool.
That'd be great. And that's what that's essentially what we're gonna do when we're creating the music video. We are creating a movie together.
I can't wait to see that. When are you shooting that video?
We're gonna shoot it very soon, but it'll be out in the new year.
Okay. I think
new
you guys.
New beginnings for the new year.
Or if you need a bartender in a scene or someone to make a cameo,
You know what? I
got a face for radio.
I would love that.
All right.
I would love that. I would love that.
So I've just invited myself to be part of Chris Cabb's music video with
as the bartender.
I'm going to be the bartender. See, there is a bar scene?
There's a bar scene for sure.
All right.
For sure.
We can invite Mark Anthony too.
Absolutely.
He might cost
again.
A little bit.
You can collaborate again. We'll do it again.
¿Qué es lo que más le gusta a Chris Cabb? Besides, let's say you weren't an artist. What would Chris Cabb be doing? Would you be...
You know what I'd love? A mí me gusta mucho El comida, la comida.
Okay.
Y el vino.
El vino. Your wine
so
drinker.
I think I'd be like, you know, a Bourdain type.
Okay.
I would love that. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want to travel, eat, and drink good?
I think we'll all sign up for that one.
I think everybody could agree with that one. You know.
100%.
Absolutely.
Chris, thanks for stopping by. Todo lo mejor. En las redes sociales, on Instagram, Chris Cab. On Facebook, Chris Cab Music. On Twitter también, Chris Cab. ¿Le descargas el Twitter? Twitter's kind of boring me.
It's boring me lately, too.
It's like it's I go it. On every now and then. I'll follow like a news. It's like there's a breaking news and something happening. You like instantly, I'll go on there and I'll like that. But I don't know. I think the president's made Twitter garbage.
Yeah,
now.
And it's like once you discover a pop-up book, how are you going to read a book with no pop-ups, you know? It's like when I was a little kid.
You got to see
your
a picture.
Like, oh, yeah, here's a pop-up book.
Exactly.
And now Twitter.
So you're into the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Just see pictures and swiping all day and refreshing all
That's
day.
That's it. Keep the caption short, too. I don't want to read it.
People don't even read captions. People don't read captions.
People don't even read captions. That's what I'm saying. Don't write a story about your life.
People don't. It's all about the pop-up. Exactly.
It's about the pop-up books.
As a kid, I mean, even with the magazine, do you read the articles in the magazine? You just look at the pictures.
Depending on what magazine as well.
Oh, okay. Chris, you're absolutely right. You're right. It depends on the magazine. Chris Cab, Merry Christmas.
My brother, Feliz Navidad.
Igualmente.